Teo.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The United States recorded its 12 millionth COVID-19 case on Saturday, even as millions of Americans were expected to travel for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. The COVID-19 epidemic has killed more than 255,000 people in the United States, and the recent escalation has prompted more than 20 states to impose sweeping new restrictions to curb the virus. More than 1 million people flew through U.S. airports on Friday, according to data from the Transportation Security Administration. That fueled fears of even greater spread of the virus. It was the second heaviest domestic air traffic day since the start of the pandemic, despite pleas from public health officials for Americans to stay home for the Thanksgiving holiday. California is enacting a nighttime curfew in just a few hours as spiking coronavirus cases threaten to swamp health care systems. The new restrictions say people should stay home from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., except for essential errands. The curfew runs through December 21st and covers 41 counties that contain most of the state's population. In an AP interview, Los Angeles County Sheriff's Captain Edward Ramirez says deputies are encouraging people to adhere to the curfew, but won't be out targeting offenders.
Our goal is to not arrest folks. Our goal is to not use the criminal law to enforce these things, but to utilize education, to utilize humanity, to talk to folks about the issues.
Meanwhile, Los Angeles County says it could impose an even more drastic lockdown next week as the state's largest county records record infection rates. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal judge has turned down efforts by President Donald Trump's campaign to stop the governor of Pennsylvania from certifying President-elect Joe Biden's win in the battleground state. Trump's campaign had sought an injunction to prevent the certification because they argued Pennsylvania had violated the U.S. Constitution when counties took different approaches to notifying voters about problems with their mail-in ballots. U.S. District Judge Matthew Brand turned down the request because he said its legal arguments were without merit and unsupported by evidence. In his ruling, Brand said what he called speculative accusations could not justify disenfranchising the entire state. It was the latest setback in Trump's attempt to overturn the election. Biden beat Trump in Pennsylvania by 80,000 votes. Leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies on Sunday will pledge to pay for a fair distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, drugs, and tests around the world so that poorer countries are not left out and will extend debt relief to them. In a draft of a communique seen by the Reuters news agency, the leaders said they would spare no effort to ensure their affordable and equitable access of vaccines and therapeutics for all people, consistent with members' commitments to incentivize innovation. The communique called global immunization a public good. The leaders pledged to continue to use all available policy tools needed to safeguard lives, jobs, and incomes, and encourage the multilateral development banks to strengthen their efforts to help countries deal with the crisis. Aid agencies have been racing to scale up the humanitarian response in remote areas of eastern Sudan, where more than 30,000 people fleeing the fighting in Ethiopia have arrived in the past 2 weeks. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
The UN is planning for as many as 200,000 refugees to arrive in the next 6 months, and has been mobilizing supplies to move people away from crowded transit points further into the country. Phone and internet links have been cut in Tigray since Ethiopian government troops launched an offensive early this month against regional authorities they accused of staging a surprise attack on federal forces. The mostly Tigrayan refugees fled Ethiopia with few possessions, and many spent days on the run before crossing into Sudan. Almost all those fleeing into Sudan have arrived at border crossing points, bringing first-hand accounts of the fighting.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news